Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about being unfair. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, will it be unfair for a manager to tell his software engineer with no web development experience to learn JavaScript and React so that he can join a team which desperately needs another React developer? I don't know about being unfair or not. I suppose that really then comes down to the developer in question. Like, what are the expectations? I mean, if you have the right expectations, then no, I don't think that this is being unfair. I mean, it is absolutely unfair to do this if, let's say, for the sake of argument, that you're forcing this person to do this, or you're not really consulting them. But I can't imagine a manager. I mean, even the worst managers, should have some idea that someone who is not you might have some thoughts on you making decisions on their behalf. I mean, I have seen managers come in and say, "Hey, we're going to use this tool now." I mean, that is very common. It's a story as old as corporations that a manager comes in and tells everybody their business. It's going to happen until the day the day our species dies out, I think. But whether or not that is fair or not, well, it really does come down to how the people that you are involving feel about it. Because sometimes you really do need to kick a few people in the ass. That's also a story as old as our species, where you have people who kind of know something and they feel comfortable with that thing, and then they basically try to stop any change. Anything that changes, even if it's a change for the better, they will go in and get in the way of, because it's something new to them and therefore they don't want it simply because it's new. And that is it's a fine balance to maintain a good level of innovation without making everybody very unproductive. But what I would do here is just talk to the developer. If the developer is interested in learning JavaScript and React and so forth, then why not? And if the other team desperately needs another React developer, are you talking to all the stakeholders? That's the thing that I always try to do whenever I have in any type of decision-making process. I try to enumerate the stakeholders, everybody who has an interest in the topic at hand. And then I try to figure out, well, how do I need to maneuver this situation in order to include everybody? Because I can't tell you how many times you will get issues if you assume things in a conversation that involves more people than yourself and the other party. If there are multiple stakeholders who are everybody, guys, this is like, and this is just me being a little bit opinionated now. Every single person on this planet who has something to gain or lose by you making any decision whatsoever is going to get in your way if or feel slighted or feel something if they realize that you made a move that affects them personally without talking to them first. So it's really inexpensive for you, and you get so many more results, and you get things done, and you should build a lot of rapport with people if you just talk to them first. Unless it really is the case that they don't give a shit, or that it's going to be it's going to slow you down a lot to include them, just include them. So in this situation, I would include the engineer in question, and I would include the team. And as the manager, you are already included in. So all you really have to do here is to talk to the engineer, explain that we need you to do this thing. Are you willing to do this thing? Are you interested in it? And if this person is open to the idea, then you need to talk to the team and explain that we don't have anybody who's an expert in React. We have this person here, and then you make an introduction, and then you talk a little bit about expectations. This is the most important thing. It's really important that the team understands that they're going to have to train this individual, and that you understand that this person is going to need some time to learn how to do JavaScript and React. And it's not going to be perfect. And that is something that the team also might have some thoughts on. This is why you mean in I if I were you, I would talk to both parties in isolation, and I would also make the after that I would talk to them as a group. So I would talk to the to first and foremost with the developer, check what the lay of the land is, and if that's it's positive and this person is open to learning all of these this stuff, I would go to the team and explain the profile of this person and kind of the considerations that, yeah, this person is a software engineer, but they have never worked in this area. Is this something that is okay with you? Do we have the option of getting somebody else? Like, how do you want to play this? And if the team goes, yeah, of course, we just need someone, we can train them, that's fine. Then you go and make the introduction and you talk to both parties and you say, well, this is other developer, this is the team, hey everybody, how is everybody doing? And then you just talk about expectations. So this person is really enthusiastic about learning React and JS and stuff like that. Not so much in terms of prior work experience, but I think that this person is a quick learner. Team goes, oh, okay, that sounds nice, and the developer feels good about it. And then you tell the team, so hopefully you guys have some thoughts on like maybe a roadmap. Maybe you can share some content with them, maybe some learning materials, tips and tricks, stuff like that. And the team goes, either, hopefully if they are mentor-ish, they will go, yeah, we have tons of content, or at the very least, you just now, in a very subtle and nice way, made it clear to them that there's a bit of expectation on them as well to train this person. Because that's the thing that you're looking for. You're looking to make sure that the person who's going to learn JavaScript and React is going to go into an environment where they encourage that learning, and that the people who are taking on the responsibility or getting this new resource is understanding that this is an investment from the team. So it's a two-way street. They're not just getting someone who's going to be a code monkey, they're going to have to put some effort into it, and the person who's making the effort realizes that, hey, there are a few people who depend on me to learn this stuff, so we need to work together here. So what I want you to take away from this is that, no, I don't think it is unfair for you to ask a person to learn who has never really worked with a specific stack to take care of that stack. This happens all the time. I used to work in a company where they went in and basically told everybody in the entire company, you're now all learning Chef and Amazon because we're migrating to the cloud and we're going to use Chef to do it. And the company provided training and so forth, because at the end of the day, the company is making technical decisions that they believe is going to benefit them. And especially in a big company, you can't just take everybody's opinion on everything. You need to have a direction. You need to have someone who's just willing to say, all right, we've listened to everybody. This is the best option. Fuck everybody else. Because otherwise you're never going to get anywhere. You need to pick the best option given the circumstances. And if your best option in this scenario is to train someone to learn how to use JavaScript and React, then all you really have to think about is to talk to all the stakeholders. And I promise you, a lot of problems in practically everything you do comes down to just understanding, who do I need to talk to? What do I need to communicate to what people? And if you can figure that out, which is usually just, does this person have a say or an influence or a stake in the thing that is about to happen? Take 2 minutes to talk to them. It doesn't have to take long. Just express that, hey, we're doing this thing here. How do you feel about it? And just get their thoughts. And in this equation, all you have to do is to talk to the person who's going to learn and the people who are getting the new resource, and make sure that both sides understand the expectation of the other side, and then make the introduction. And usually you will get a feel for, is the chemistry there? Does this seem like a good thing? And take it from there. Have a great day.